Markets are scrambling today, trying their best to regain ground after the Dow's dizzying 2,000-plus point drop yesterday. One industry on edge is the heavily indebted U.S. oil industry, which saw prices drop yesterday to just $30 a barrel. At those prices, there is concern that oil companies could start to default on debt payments. It's actually not just oil that people are worried about. Economists are warning that defaults, both corporate and personal, now pose a danger to the economy. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, it's good to have you.
Hello.
And companies are still reeling from this price drop yesterday. Marathon Oil said today it's cutting spending by 30%. Bigger companies like Chevron are announcing cuts too, as Russia and Saudi Arabia seem to be doubling down on this decision to increase their output, which is a big reason why prices fell sharply yesterday. Remind us why the Russians and the Saudis are doing this again. Aren't they also hurting from the coronavirus demand?
Yeah, the Saudis, who have the planet's lowest cost of extracting a barrel, I think it's at about $3 a barrel from the ground, they perceive this as the time to go in for the kill and steal market share, not just from the Russians, but back from the U.S. oil patch. And you know what? Hurting Iran even more in the process right now. It's kind of icing on the cake for Riyadh.
And this is bad, as you say, for U.S. oil producers who, even before the coronavirus, were already pretty deeply in debt. And that may be surprising to people who haven't been tracking this industry closely over the years. Give us some context.
Yeah, I mean, since oil broke $140 a barrel in 2008, it seems like ancient history now. The U.S., I think by 2018, it rode shale production to become an exporter for the first time, I think, in 75 years. But in that boom, and with debt so cheap, you had this surge of borrowing to build out and just keep the liquids flowing. So what you have now is collapsing prices amid, one, too much oil, two, that there's a worry that there's not enough coming in to pay the interest on all that debt. And so already, Peter, between 2015 and 2019, we saw about 175 oil and gas companies in North America with debts of about $100 billion seeking bankruptcy protection. So there's a fear that there's another leg down.
And what would happen if it does get worse?
The big question, I think, right now, if it does get worse, is what's the cry Uncle Mark for the price of oil for these upstarts in the shale oil patch? I mean, you talked about $30 a barrel. Is it 25, 20, lower? And then what are the pain points that are going to make default more likely? And then you start asking the secondary and tertiary questions. Which regional or national banks have too much exposure to that?
Right, banks. And we should be clear that it's not just oil. In fact, experts are now worried that we are on the verge, or could be on the verge, of a corporate debt crisis. Explain what that is.
This economy is broadly overleveraged. It's been about an 11-year expansion. And I saw a Bloomberg statistic that calculates about $1.3 trillion of high-yield bonds outstanding. They're also called junk bonds. That's up from $786 billion a decade ago. Quality credits, like investment-grade credit market, has more than doubled to $6 trillion over the same period.
The words you're using, you can't help but draw parallels to the financial crisis of 2008. We don't have a lot of time, but I mean, where does this potential problem lie in relation to that problem?
Well, interest rates are even lower now than they were in the teeth of the financial crisis, and they well could go to zero or negative. So that's a very valuable buffer. But we don't yet know, Peter. I mean, no two successive financial crises have been exactly the same. And so we're going to see, I think, where some of the bodies are buried, where some terrible risks were taken as this pain continues in the markets, credit and oil.
Yeah, we're very early in this story. We don't even know where the economy is going. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.